You know, I can't tell you how many times I've envisioned this moment in the last 3 months. But here we are. It doesn't look like what we maybe want it to look like, but man, it sure looks good to me. And I am so thankful that we are back. I've really, really missed being together. I've missed singing together. I've missed hearing your voices. I've missed being able to just see your faces, even though I haven't really seen them just yet. But the bottom line is, it is great to see you that are here today. But I also can't forget those of you who are live with us today. We often say that we're not saying to be here no matter what. We recognize that there are those who aren't able to be here today. And certainly, so we've had a great following on our live stream. And I want you to know that the gospel message through our live stream has gotten to Washington State. It's gotten to Ukraine. It's been in Nebraska. It's been all over Alabama, in Louisiana, and so many other places. And so those of you who are live streaming right now, please just go ahead and check in. I won't get to see it right now or anything else, but let us know you're watching. So that way, we're kind of keeping up with everyone, because I can see those who are here today. And I think, honestly, and I try to be honest with you all the time, okay, but it's just a figure of speech. But honestly, I do believe this is a bigger crowd than I even pictured in my head. And so I'm glad that you're here. I had no idea what to expect today, but I'm so thankful to see my brothers and sisters, and so thankful to know that we still have so many who are worshiping with us. And we will always live stream. Please note that. So if you do not live in Sims and Mobile, Alabama, and you do not get to drive to Azalea City Church of Christ, even when everything's better, please know we will always live stream, and so you will always be able to tune in and watch. I know I've got about 20 minutes, okay? 15 now, I've talked for 5. But the thing is, I can't get into our lesson without at least saying some things that really maybe we've missed along the way, that we would be able to do in our corporate gathering. So first of all, let me say congratulations out loud to Ellen and Philip and Dawson and Lisa and Danny, because if you missed it on live stream, they are expecting a baby come November, I believe. All right, so let's congratulate them. And this one, he has no idea, they didn't either, that I'm going to do this. But I got to congratulate my family. Toby has been gone for months, y'all. He's been stuck in Alaska away from his family. And so I'm glad you're home, brother. And I'm glad you're here with your family safely. Right off the bat, I get a text from Jason Smith when we first go into quarantine about, hey, this man wants to be baptized into Christ. And so at about 10:30, we go to Jason's house, and my new brother in Christ, David Madison. David, stand up, brother. David, welcome to the family officially, man. So we're proud of you and glad that you're able to be here. Now, I don't need necessarily, I mean, you can applaud him if you want, but I've got to thank some people, okay? And some things will continue in the way that we're doing them. Obviously, the way we had Bible class this morning, those things will continue. Wednesday night will continue. But I've got to thank some folks, it's always dangerous to do that. But I do want to thank those who have really, really, really worked hard. Bob and Wanda, thank you so much. Bob has made sure, and he's volunteered. He and Wanda, by the way, Bob had all these things taped last week. Then he took them off, and then he came back and he taped them again. He's going to untape them, and he's going to clean, and he's going to tape them each and every week. He and Wanda got every songbook out of here, and he's going to fog our building, and he's doing all kinds of hard work. So Bob and Wanda, thank y'all very much for what you're doing. I also want to thank Tina. She's going upstairs, and I'm glad, because she'll be really mad at me. But if you haven't been able to see Outdoor Bible, they flipped it, man. In just a little bit of time, she's livened it up. She's you know, it's just been 5 or 6 years, and so it needed a little bit of TLC. And so it's been a great a great addition, and she and her family have worked really, really hard. I want to thank Jason Smith, who is not able to be with us this morning because he's out of town. But Jason has been teaching our one-to-one class each and every week. And when you teach through Zoom, it's really, really hard because you don't get a lot of class participation sometimes. And so I appreciate him. I appreciate David Barnes and George Spurlock for getting up here about 8:30 every morning and every Sunday morning and bringing us a Bible class. And I've enjoyed that Bible class myself. I want to thank Theo and Robert. Theo and Robert, I know you guys are behind the screen right now, but if we do not have Theo and Robert, we do not have what we've had the last 13 weeks. So you got to give them a round of applause, guys. I'm sorry. That is great, and we appreciate them. And I'm going to try to continue to show my appreciation to them, but they're still making it happen. But they've been separated from their families for all that time. You know, Theo's got young children, and man, it's so humbling to me to know we have those kinds of servants. But I guess all in all, and I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, and I'm sorry about that because there's so many things going on behind the scenes. But I've got to say to Justin, my partner in everything, I mean, he is just the man. I want you to know that. But I went to him and I said, Justin, it's going to be really hard for me to talk to a camera for about 30 minutes every week. I said, you know, back in the day, we used to do this thing called tag team preaching. And George will remember that, youth ministers. Sometimes we'd go to area-wise and we'd tag one another in, and one would talk for a few minutes, the other one would talk. And then we've done a podcast together for a long time. And I said, Justin, remember when we did I Study? I said, I want this to be I Study. And I want you to know, it speaks for itself. I mean, Justin Barnes has stepped up to the plate and he has knocked it out of the park. I want you to know. And he has been there through it all and he will continue. And I appreciate him not only has he done all that, but he's had such an active part in the Outdoor Bible. He's taught our class on Sundays. He's taught the teen class on Sunday afternoons, the JYG after that. And he just they've worked real hard to do Outdoor Bible stuff and everything. And so, Justin, I love you and I appreciate you. And I'm thankful that you're a part of Azalea City and we get to work together each and every week. So, a lot. And I made it through that without crying. So that's good. Ready, set, go. You know, when we were kids and we would race, you'd always start out, hey, get ready, get set, go. Well, here we are. Here we are together. We're here still virtually. But wherever we are, in whatever seat we're in, wherever we stand today, whether it's in our homes, whether it's in these pews, whether it's in our neighborhoods, whether it's in our communities, whether it's in our workplaces or what have you, the gospel cannot stop being taught. We've got to continue to teach the good news of Jesus Christ. And so here we are back together. 13 weeks ago, maybe 14 weeks ago, I don't know, I lose track. I set out and we talked about Peter being called to be a disciple. And Jesus told him to launch into the deep. Launch into the deep and cast down your nets. And Peter did it. Maybe it was reluctantly, but he did it. And all of a sudden, what happened? The spectacular happened. So I said, hey, our theme this year, everybody's got to have a hashtag. Our hashtag is going to be hashtag expect the spectacular. And I'm so thankful that has taken off. And I'm so thankful that that has been something that has gone on and people have put it in their Facebook statuses and other thing else. But I am really serious. I've seen spectacular, but spectacular is still going to happen. You know, and there was turmoil in the world before now. Now, there's turmoil in the world right now. We know that. I'm going to talk about some of that. And we have been talking about some of that. But there's turmoil in the world right now. But I'm going to tell you, that's not the first time turmoil has been in the world, right? We know that. In fact, when Paul was writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 8, he writes, always remember Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. Always remember that, he said. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the Word of God cannot be chained. Amen. So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. This is a trustworthy saying. If we die with Him, we also live with Him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will deny us. If we are unfaithful, He remains unfaithful. If we are unfaithful, He remains faithful, for that He cannot deny who He is. Now, Paul's writing to a young minister, and they're in the middle of turmoil, and I'll talk more about that in a moment. But our country, which is in turmoil right now, over what? Over sickness, over race, over all kinds of things that the world wants us to pick a side on. But you know what? That was the same way when the Civil War happened. The same kind of things were happening. They were divided. Schools were shutting down. People didn't know if they had an opportunity to go to work or go to school, and people were struggling and people were hurting. Well, that was the case of the College of William and Mary, which is in Williamsburg, Virginia. During the Civil War, William and Mary was forced to close their doors for the indefinite future. Now, I serve on the board at Faulkner University. Michelle works at the University of South Alabama. We have seen things. I serve on the board at Mobile Christian School. We've seen things happen that are unprecedented. And some things may not recover from it. Okay? And then on top of all that, we've seen other things happen in our world. Well, here they were in this time where they were forced to close their doors, and they didn't know for how long that would be or if they'd ever open them again. Most of the students of William and Mary at that time, you know where they went? They went off to war. The faculty went unpaid. No classes were taught. Now we teach them virtually. No classes could be taught at that time. And the buildings fell into despair. The future of the school, the College of William and Mary, looked extremely bleak. But every single day, president of William and Mary College, Benjamin Ewell, he walked from his home to the college chapel and he rang the steeple bell loudly as could be rang. In the face of overwhelming challenges, he wanted that college to survive and someday be able to open the doors again. So every day he kept ringing that bell just as if they were in session. Well, William and Mary did recover and they did open, and here we are as a church. Right? Unprecedented times, they said, no churches may be able to gather. That was 13 weeks ago. And today, in June, yes, there's virus still out there. Yes, people had to stay home. Yes, people are still sick. Yes, we've had family members of this family lose their parent because of this virus. But here we are today, opening the doors back up. Well, every single day, it has been my prayer that we will never quit ringing the bell. That we will always stay motivated, stay ready, be set, and go. In 2 Timothy, going back there, things are not good. Paul's in prison. The church is under persecution. False teachers are prevailing. Some of the churches have left their first love. Timothy is in a very vulnerable spot. So what did Paul do? He said, I'm going to write a letter through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit so that Timothy will keep ringing that gospel Bell. 2020. I am going to go on record, and it's not a stretch to say it's been the worst year of our lives in so many ways. As a church, we have lost major pillars of this church family in this 2020 year. Some that we haven't even properly got to say goodbye to and mourn because of this virus. This terrible virus that has kept us apart for 3 months, and we're still not whole. We've seen a senseless killing of a helpless man. We've seen protests turn violent. We've seen those kinds of gatherings turn into riots where there's been destruction of property, stealing, looting. You know what we need? We need encouragement. You know what we need? We as Christians need to ring that bell. How do we do that? I'm going to give you some quick ways in the few minutes of time we have remaining. We need to remember the things that Paul told Timothy to remember. Timothy, you want to keep ringing that bell? You want to be ready? You want to be set so that you can go? Here are some things you need to remember, and it comes straight from the text. Number one, remember the passion of Jesus Christ. Remember what we're doing. It's because of His passion. Paul instructed Timothy in the passage we read to begin our sermon today, remember Jesus. Other translations might say it this way, keep your attention on Jesus Christ. The literal meaning is probably a combination of both of these translations. A good translation then from the original language would be something like this, keep on remembering Jesus Christ. Paul is not calling Timothy to remember the past event of the resurrection. I mean, we just had Lord's Supper and we remember the sacrifice of Jesus. As Christians, we should never forget the sacrifice. We should never forget the resurrection, right? But he told him, don't just remember it one time. Don't just remember the resurrection. Keep on remembering Jesus Christ. Today, when you go home, keep on remembering. Tomorrow at work, keep on remembering. 6 months down the road, keep on remembering. When you turn the TV on and you see people saying, get rid of the police, or keep the police, or this or that, or whatever, keep on remembering Jesus Christ. That's what we are called to do as Christians. Don't get bogged down in what's out of our control. Let's put our hope and trust in Jesus Christ and keep ringing that bell. We are to remember that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We are to keep on remembering the power of the resurrection. We are to keep on remembering that in His resurrection, we have life. We are to remember that because of His resurrection, He is forever with us. He told those disciples, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We are also to remember Jesus Christ's passion. You know what Jesus' passion was? The gospel. Remember that the gospel means good news. Why did Jesus endure what He did? He endured for our good. That was good news to Him. He endured for our salvation. He endured so that we could overcome. He endured so that we could be reconciled or brought back to God. You see, that's Jesus' passion. So how do we keep ringing that bell, just like President Ewell did? We keep ringing that bell because we remember the passion of Christ. We remember the power of Jesus Christ. So let's ring the bell that Jesus is passionately longing for each one of us to ring. Secondly, Paul said, you want to stay ready, you want to be set, you want to go, and you want to spread the good news? Here's what you got to do. Number two, remember the power of the Word. If you go back to verse 8, the motivating factor is Jesus. That's number one. We can't deny that. Why do you do what you do? Jesus Christ. Why y'all still gather and worship? Jesus Christ. Why are we trying to be peacemakers in a divided, hostile world? Jesus Christ. But the second reason we do it is because of the Word. Look back at the text. And if you look at verse number 8, always remember that Jesus Christ, the descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And he goes on and says, and because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the Word of God cannot be chained. You see, Jesus is our reason, but the Word is also our reason. Paul starts by indicating that his being bound, but he says, hey, you can't bind the Word of God. That didn't happen with us. Shut down everything. We didn't shut down the Word of God. We might have shut down some of the methods. We didn't shut down the message. And folks, we got to keep ringing that bell. We got to stand on the Word. The Word is the reason we are where we are today. It's what's going to judge us one day. And so we got to stand on it. Through his ministry, Paul was hindered, right? He was hindered because he wanted to teach the good news of Jesus. We talked about it Wednesday night. Justin and I did. He was stoned because he taught the name of Jesus Christ. Excuse me. And so we've got to make sure that we do not let stonings, we do not let shutdowns, we do not let muzzles, we do not let anything that the world is trying to tell us to hush our mouths about, keep our mouths shut. We got to keep ringing the bell. Thirdly, we got to remember the purpose of the work. In verse 10, we learn a third reason that should motivate all of us. We are reminded in verse 10 that there is purpose to our work. In fact, our purpose is eternal. When we obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, we were immersed in water for the remission of our sins. We came up and God said, hey, don't set your mind on things below, set your mind on things above. Okay? Our mission is to think out of this world. Our purpose is eternal. Once we realize the full scope of the eternal nature of our work, guess what? Then we will not quit. There are people that quit because somewhere along the way they've missed the three. They've missed the three we've talked about. They've forgotten Jesus, they've forgotten the power of the Word, or they have forgotten that our purpose is eternal. If somebody quits God, if somebody quits church, if somebody quits worship, then they have forgotten one of those three things. That's why we got to keep ringing the bell. That's why we got to make sure we never, ever quit. There is no work that is greater than working in the cause of Christ. Your purpose at work is important. Your purpose at your physical jobs is good for you. It's good for your work, right? But it's not greater than eternity. Your purpose in civic life is good. Well, our civic duties are. What we're supposed to do, it's good, but it's not eternal. Your work might be important, but it's not eternal. As a believer and follower of Christ, our work is eternal. And this must serve as our motivation to go every single day and ring that bell. And then finally, this morning, what did Paul say? He said, you need to remember Jesus. You need to remember the Word. You need to remember your purpose. And then he said, you need to remember the promise. The promise of reward. You go back and you look at these verses, verses 11, 12, and 13. This is a trustworthy saying. If we die with Him, we will also live with Him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will deny us. If we are unfaithful, He remains faithful. For He cannot deny who He is. I love verse 11 when He says there, if we die with Him, we'll live with Him. You see, once we submit our lives to something way bigger than what this world is showing, this world's in chaos. I mean, our country is in chaos. But as Christians, You've got to remember, this is just temporary. This is all temporal. You know, if something happens to me, it may be sad for my family. And you feel free to be sad for my family, okay? But don't be sad for me. Because I've died with Him. And I know where I'm going to end up. That's why I keep ringing that bell. That's why you've got to keep ringing that bell. And we've got to put so much time and effort not in being bogged down in tragedy, but ringing the bell with hopes of triumph. Because right now, this world needs Azalea City Church of Christ. And we've got to ring the bell. And we've got to let our light shine. The verses we just read are believed to be something of a hymn of the first century church. The hymn speaks of the judgment and reward to come. So can you imagine when they got down, what they do? They sang, "If I die with Him, I'll live with Him." When they were happy, they sang, "If I die with Him, I'll live with Him." What's stopping us from singing that today? If I've died with Christ, no matter what this world turns into, no matter what happens, if somebody comes and takes my life, guess what? It doesn't matter. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Ring the bell. Azalea City, we've got to ring the bell. President Ewell, ring the bell. We've come together to ring the bell again this morning. It is the stubbornly ringing hope in the middle of despair. No matter how evil the world seems, no matter how bleak things appear, we will have hope because of Jesus Christ. We look forward to His coming back for us and to our enjoying eternity with Him in heaven. Our ringing hope is a reminder that the way things are now is not the way they'll always be. And so we fight. And so we press. And so we keep our hands to the plow. As the writer of Hebrews declared that Johnny read to us so well this morning, we shall fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Church, I'm so glad we're here today. I'm so glad that we'll be able to celebrate things like David's baptism into Christ. But there may be some here today that, hey, you thought, man, I need to be a part. I've stayed away too long. Well, we can make it happen today. Some of us may have gotten to the point where that bell, we've quit ringing it. We've gotten so bogged down in the world. We've gotten so bogged down in trouble. We've gotten so bogged down in everything else that we forgot the most important thing. And that's to ring the bell for Jesus Christ. Well, today the good news is, I'll put my mask on and I'll come down there and I'll greet you. Okay? Come home. Church, we must always stay ready. We must always be set. And it's time to go. If you're subject to the invitation, come right now as together we stand and sing.